RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after, well, just before 7 o'clock, we're on a few minutes early and excited to do so as we are broadcasting live, Tee to Green from Bobolink in Orchard Park. Happy to be with us here on WGR on a beautiful Saturday morning. It's the first Saturday in June, and we appreciate you tuning in here for the best local golf talk in Western New York. I'm Brian Colzio. With me, as always, PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Kevin Sylvester is at the Canadian Open across the border in Toronto, and we'll have Kevin a little bit later on in the show. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's our first week. We're outside sitting in El Air Libre here. It's beautiful out finally. It took till June.
Normally, by the end of April or early May, we are doing shows outside. Yeah. And every week, last week we were at Glen Oak and it was 50 and raining. And
miserable, yes.
It's
yes.
been like that quite a bit. It's been a challenge for Western New York golfers this year.
Especially on the weekends, huh? Yeah.
I know.
It feels like it. But
I know.
Yeah.
So we're happy. It looks like it's going to be a great day for golf.
Yeah, we're at a fun place.
We are. We're at Bobolink, which is a Western New York tradition. That's such a unique spot, and we're excited to be here for our annual visit. We're going to have a few guests coming up here in just a moment. But the Canadian Open is this week, and we said we're going to talk with Kevin, who's there working for PGA Tour Radio. I'm sure there are some Western New Yorkers and Buffalonians that have made the trip. They're at a new course this year, TPC Toronto, so we'll get some insight from Kevin coming up. But the Canadian Open, a big event for Canada, of course, and then it leads into next week's U.S. Open.
Yeah, well, it's their national open, and it's a big, and there's a lot of great Canadian players on the tour right now. So for them, this is a week I'm sure they're pointing to. A lot of players are pointing to. It's a country's national open, and you're prepping for the U.S. Open. And I see a lot of guys are down at Oakmont already whining about the rough, but they'll trim it back a little bit. They always let it grow a little bit the week before so they can cut it to the desired length the week of. But I'm sure it'll be brutal. But the Canadian Open will be fun, and if you're close, you can drive up there, and it's worth the trip to see these players.
Yeah, Kevin's going to give you the details on if you want to come up and watch this weekend, because he's been there. Unfortunately, you won't get to see Rory McIlroy. He struggled tremendously. +9, missed the cut. I think he finished 150th.
Something's going on with him lately. I don't know. He doesn't seem right. I'll be interested to see how he plays next week.
Yeah, we've got an interesting soundbite from him coming up shortly in the show. But yeah, he seems like the perfect, golf mindset he had after winning the Masters. He was all excited to talk to everybody about it, and then he had a bad PGA, didn't want to talk to the media. He seems like he's in a foul mood for somebody that just got the career Grand Slam.
That's kind of what I'm perceiving. He's a little bit cranky. Come on, you hate playing golf. I know, it probably gets tiring, but hopefully he's revived and mentally fresh for next week and has a good week.
That's right. Oakmont. Also, I guess in some way.
You get there quickly.
You could go there as well. That's
right. It's worth the trip. The U.S. Open's awesome.
Yeah. So Kevin will join us a little bit later on the show. We'll get our check around the PGA Tour, Champions Tour, LPGA. We'll also get our Western York PGA Tip of the Week from Jeff. We're here at what is a par 3 course, Jeff, so we're going to talk short game. We'll get to your tip a little bit later on in the show. But let's bring in some of our guests here. We're going to have two to start here. Tom Sturm, the general manager, who's been with us regularly, and also Rick Hamister from the board of directors. The board of directors of here of Bobolink. And if you're watching us live on our video stream, you can watch us here at T2G, the number 2, T2G Buffalo. We're on X on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. So if you're watching us here on the live stream, we see we've got some viewers already. Good morning. From
Look at that background.
Beautiful backdrop.
Yeah,
with
look at that background.
The pond. Yeah. And we bring in.
Makes you want to play, doesn't it?
I agree. Yeah. Tom, good morning. Oh, hold on. There we go. Bad engineering by work by me. There you go. Now, Tom, good morning.
Am I on? Am I ready to go?
You're ready to go.
Put that a little closer there.
Very good.
Yeah.
Right.
Excellent. Tom, how about this backdrop here? What we're looking, is this 18 right here?
This is 18 and 9. Yeah. You can see you can see 18 coming up across the pond, and 9 is just off the just behind you on the right-hand side. The pond comes into play on both those holes, and it makes it a little bit more challenging on the par 3 here with having a pond right there. A lot of par 3s don't have it. We are 18-hole par 3 golf course, and, of course, we have lights, which makes this a place unique and totally different than everything else we do.
And Tom, how long have you been here?
Oh, I've been here about 6 years now.
Okay.
This is my retirement job. I come in here and kind of keep an eye and manage the place, and I work very closely with the board of directors, and we've had some very good years over the past 4 or 5 years, so I feel pretty proud of that. So.
That's awesome. That's all. Well, speaking of one of the board of directors, Rick Hamister's here. Hi, Rick. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. Jeff, thank you. You for coming out this morning. What a beautiful morning. You brought the weather with you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, we're happy to be here. And tell us how you're involved with Bobolink. I know board of directors, but tell us kind of what that means.
It's fun. Bobolink's a course I grew up on. I started playing golf when I was a kid, and here we are, I hate to say how many years later, but still here playing and enjoying this par 3 and working short game and getting to hit some balls under the lights. It's a lot of fun here.
Yeah, it's like a cultural milestone, this place. I mean, this brings you back to the essence of golf when you come here. You come out to play and have fun, and where else can you play under the lights? Is there anywhere around? I mean, this is the only place I know of in Western New York, that's for sure.
There aren't many of them in the country. It's a really unique experience, built in 1963, and really the lights were part of the original package and story. So, there are not many. And those golfers, you got to work all day Saturday. Come up here at 8 o'clock at night. The lights go on. What a great experience, and especially on a beautiful summer, spring, whatever we have day today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So 1963. So what is that? 62 years.
Hate whatever to do math is. Like that because I resemble that. Yeah, so I hate to do that kind of math.
Yeah. I start thinking, what year was I born?
Yeah, Jeff. It gets harder.
So obviously, you said there's only a few, maybe around the whole country. So why is it working here? Because obviously, if it wasn't, well, we wouldn't be sitting here doing a show right now and talking about how the course has been around for 62 years. So I'll let you both chime in. On that, Tom, you want to go first? Why has it been working so well? What's the magic touch here?
Well, over the years, the attraction of having lights and having nighttime golf, and we support that here at Bobolink's 100%. We try to enhance the experience as much as we can. We got a great little restaurant to come on in and get a burger and a beer afterwards. You know, they have a few beers out on the course at nighttime.
What?
At nighttime, it almost is like, it's almost between an entertainment area and a golf course combined, because there's an awful lot of players out here that, let's say, they're not your big 18-hole, 72-par golfers. You know, they're out here to have fun, enjoy the night. Our crowds that get out here at night, some nights can get pretty crowded. You get bag lines at nighttime. Sometimes at 9 or 10, 10 o'clock at night, we got an hour bag line.
Well, I think you said the key word here is fun. Like, when you think of this place, you think of having a good time, just having fun playing golf. There's none of the pretentiousness or the worries about, did I dress properly? Do I have a full set of clubs? Did I break in? And you're still playing golf, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, golf is fun, right? That's why we're here. It's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be torture. It's supposed to be fun, and we are here for fun, and that's why we get the crowds we do. That's why we get people to show up, and Tom said it. We're busy, but the things move along here, and the staff's really good about keeping things moving, and there really aren't lines. Lines move quickly. We've got a beautiful driving range also under the lights. So Lots of things that can happen here, including the best milkshakes in Western New York. I've been that way since I was a kid, and they still are.
I've heard that.
That's great.
Yes, yeah. I've heard that. You know, I'm not afraid of a breakfast milkshake.
Is it too early at 7:06 a.m.?
I'll call it an energy drink.
I might have to get my
protein.
Order in.
Throw a little protein in there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the night golf piece, obviously, is what really makes this different from any other course. I mean, there are obviously par three courses across the country. There are a few here in Western New York.
And there's more popping up because it is fun.
Yes. Yeah. And Jeff, the PGA, who obviously, you know, you're part of the PGA of America, all the different initiatives of how to get people involved in golf. We know they've had the Play 9 initiative, the Tee It Forward initiative, mm-hmm. but playing a par 3 course like this, there's different ways. It doesn't always have to be 18 holes, traditional, full length, you know, whatever tee you're supposed to. There's a whole bunch of different ways to enjoy the game, and this is another way to do it.
This is one of the places that meets all the criteria of everything you want to introduce people to golf and make golf fun. You could bring your son or daughter out here as a child for their first golf experience. Think how much fun that would be for a kid. Bring your kid out here, play with mom or dad, and play 9, 18 holes. You know, when you see kids running between holes, and everything you're doing here, it's inexpensive, it's fun to play. You can play 24 hours a day. It's in really nice shape. If you sit up here and look around, it's beautiful. There's fountains, there's trees, there's everything you'd want in a golf course. And this is what everybody should be doing in golf, making it more accessible for everybody. The place is very accessible. Fun. I keep going back to the word fun. I hate to reuse that word, but it's very, very accessible for everybody to play golf here.
You brought up some great points there because this facility offers an opportunity for every golfer to enhance their game. Of course, we got the 18-hole par 3, so you can work your short game, constantly work it. Every hole, you're working on it. We've got the driving range. You can get the big clubs out and swing to your heart's content. And also, we got a chipping green with a sand trap up there, so you could actually rent that for a little while and practice your mid-range, your sand shots, and everything. You know, the history behind that chipping green up there, it used to be the spot for the Courier Express hole-in-one contest every Friday night. So the history around here and this facility be able to enhance your total golf game, it is just a great place to be.
Yeah, I think when you think about the history of it and how long it's been here and what it's meant to Western New York, I think, you know, all that is what makes it kind of an allure. And Rick, as a member of the board of directors here, like, what are you looking to do in terms of maybe, like, provide as an experience here for everybody? And you know, obviously yourself, I know for you, you know, you support golf.
Yeah, he supports the Duster.
You supported our Duster Golf Challenge, so we really appreciate that. But why is that important to you to have this piece here to make, you know, an enjoyable experience for everybody?
I mean, I love golf in Western. I love golf, period, but certainly golf in Western New York. And the Western New York PGA does so many great charitable things, especially with the veterans and the other things that you guys are all involved in, and it's been, you know, an honor to be part of that and to be asked to be to come along and support something like the Duster Challenge. The beautiful thing about Bobolink is it is accessible, as Tom said, to everybody, to everything. We have everything from like we had the Bills rookies out here last week, you know, like, because they know it's fun and they know that's something that they can enjoy. We've continually put money back into this golf course, redid the range where we've got a couple projects still going on the range. Ownership is really dedicated to make this place better every year. We put money into the course, fixing greens, fixing tees. It's been really a special place.
I know. I was checking out the greens mower this morning because I have a little interest in some of those. I'm like, oh, that looks like John Deere, new one.
As Tom knows, the board. Listen, the board never wants to spend any money, as Tom knows, but we really do have to reinvest in the product and make it the best we can for those folks that come out. And it's very excited. It's just an exciting place to be on a beautiful summer day, and we've got it here.
We got people milling around already, getting ready to head out. Yeah, nice morning to play golf.
I just thought it was because the celebrities. You two are here. Isn't that why we have all these people?
Probably.
That's right.
They're looking for autographs from Jeff, right?
Yeah.
I agree. Tom, what are the hours that people can come? Obviously, we've got people playing already. So 7 a.m. on a normal, is it weekdays or every day? Is it 7 a.m.?
Every day, we're open at 7. We're about to move that up when we get deep into the summer hours, so we're going to try to get it open here by 6 o'clock. We're not real, real early golf course because you can play 18 holes or 9 holes here with, you know, a couple hours, hour and a half. So You know, the guys with the bigger golf courses, they let, you know, it takes 4 or 5 hours to play. You can get through here pretty quick. So we get a lot of traffic, usually about 8, 8:30, 9 o'clock. You don't have to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
But if you want to.
But if you want to and you get out early enough and we're open, if you know, you can get through here pretty quick and get home and have breakfast with your wife or girlfriend or whoever else.
Yeah, or your dog, like me. Yeah.
No, that's great. And all right, so we talked about the opening. How about the close? How late can people show up to play?
Close, right now we're scheduled. Our last tee time is 9 p.m. at night. We're moving that up. It's the last paid tee time, as we refer to it, because we might have a bag line going on. As long as you check in with us and register, you know, by 9, we'll get you out there and get you in for 18 holes of golf. We try to, you know, get this place closed by no later than 1, but some nights it gets pretty crowded, and it will be open until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I got a great staff here. These guys work really hard, and they're patient to keep everybody moving along. So, you know, we'll stay open as long as we need to. You get here before our last tee time.
So get here before 9 to get paid, and then get in line, have a beer, have one of those milkshakes, and then buzz around because you'll still play fast.
Absolutely.
So obviously a piece that, you know, people might be watching on the stream is the big pond behind us here. And Jeff, I'll ask you about hitting over a pond in a moment. But Tom, you said that you guys just had a company here pick the pond, right? How many balls end up in the pond?
Every year they come out and pick, and it's one of my favorite questions for the people that come out here and play. And I ask all the little kids how many balls you think they pick out.
Do you know,
the
Rick? I think it's about 3,000 every year.
This year it was 9,000.
Oh, 9,000. That sounds more goodness. Right.
Yeah. Even better. 3,000 is not that many.
Last year was 10,000. So yeah. 9,000 golf balls. And a great thing, we have got these night flyers that light up when you hit them. When you hit those into the water, you can watch them sink.
Oh, does that make it better?
Yeah.
Watch your shot go deeper. Yeah.
But the pond is, you know, a great attraction here, but it also causes some problems. Every once in a while, we get some rowdy kids at night, and they decide to go swimming.
Yeah, so, that's what kids do, right? Yeah.
And somebody comes out with their fishing pole and sees what they can pick up. So
yeah, I imagine kids are trying to get golf balls out of there. Yeah. If I was a kid, I probably would have, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the pond has been a great attraction here. Really, it makes it so beautiful with the fountain in the middle, and of course we got the geese problem, and they got families out there, so we try to manage that the best we can.
Jeff, let's talk about that, because I think one thing that we obviously, you know, with golf, there's the mental side of it too. Mm-hmm. And you know, for beginning golfers or kids playing, hitting over a pond, mm-hmm. The mental piece of that. Let's make that our Western Europe PGA Tip of the Week today. Brought to you by the Western Europe PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. So you've got a youngster hitting or a new golfer up there, and they're teeing off on 18 right behind us here. But they've got to hit, Tom, what would you say? Is that at least 100-yard clearance?
It's at least 100 on both 9 and 18. Yes, it is.
Okay, so play caddy here for us here. Give us your tip of the week with – obviously, maybe mentally or visually, it could be daunting for people to see that.
Well, if you're a kid, that's nothing but fun, trying to rip a club over the water. Yeah, so to me, that's fun. It's one of those things in golf where you can't visualize negative things. You want to, if you block out the pond, I know it's hard to, but you still want to focus on your target. So if you're thinking about the pond, you're going to hit it in the left. Like the old saying, if you think about missing it left, guess which way you're going to miss it? Left.
Yeah.
So you want to think a positive thought and pick a very small target and maybe take, you know, a club that's going to get you past the pin. Even, you know, a lot of people hit the shot counting on their best shot. Like, well, I hit my 7-iron. If I stripe it, goes 150. I got 154. Well, why would you hit your 7-iron and there's a pond in front? So go to one more club, pick a very specific target, go through your pre-shot routine, and just let it rip. If you play with fear, you know, if you play with that trepidation, Mr. Amster, you're playing in a tournament. Yeah, it's if you're nervous over a shot, are you going to hit it good?
You already know the answer to what happens tonight.
Yeah.
I wish I could say I don't have 50 years of golfer scars underneath, but you do.
Yeah, yeah, but what if you go through your routine and it becomes a routine shot? And if you, the other thing I heard once is visualize the best shot you ever hit. So if I'm up on that green, what's the best shot I ever hit with this club in my hand? And if I'm thinking about that beforehand, that gets my mind in the right place to get up and create a successful shot. And you just want to make sure you have good contact then. That's all. Good rhythm. Hit the ball as solid as you can. Try not to think about it. It really is more of a mental thing than anything else. And if it's hard for you to hit it that far, then just have fun with it. Let it rip.
Yep.
he might skip and get lucky and get over on the other side.
I always like saying let it rip, because if that's the best way to play, if you have zero thoughts and you're just letting it rip at your target.
I think it's really good advice. And whether it's water or a bunker or trees on one side, I mean, golf is as beautifully as it is visually. It can mess with you sometimes in your head. And, you know, people say, oh, I can't miss it right here. And that's something you changed in me. And I feel like, you know, a decade or so ago, you and I, when we were playing together, I don't know if it was a course maybe that you hadn't been at or whatever, and I was like, oh, you can't miss it right here. And you said, don't have that swing thought. You were saying, just hit it down the left center. That's your swing thought, right?
Right, yeah. If you think positive things, I remember being chastised by a tour player because I was going to hit a one iron because I didn't want to hit it in the tree. Can't play scared. Yeah, and you have more fun that way too. And this is you'd have fun here playing either way. So, but I think that's the best way, and that's why we talk about routine all the time. You know, if you're a free throw shooter or people on the first tee, they worry about everything else except their shot. You know, they're worried about the people watching. After a while, you kind of get used to that, or you don't worry about it as much, and that comes through some experience. But you know, I also think if you're nervous on the first tee, try to show off instead of worrying about what they think. Hey, take a look at this shot. Watch what I do here, and have a little fun with it.
What's the range of the holes here, Tom? Do you know, of the yardages?
It goes from about 90 yards, being about the shortest, to about 175, the longest. So it'll give you an opportunity to go through all your wedges and your longer irons. You get a chance to just go for it. You know, some guys only come out here with two clubs, a putter and maybe a nine iron or something like that.
Yeah, bring your Sunday bag in. Yeah.
And you've said that's a good way to practice too. Sometimes that you don't necessarily have to bring every club. Like if you came here and if you said, hey, only bring three, let's go play here and see how you can do it. You have to adjust, you know, in terms of how you hit the length.
Yeah, and I think it's a great way to become creative. That's why we talked about in past weeks about, you know, hey, bringing three clubs out to play and just finding a way to hit shot. You'll be surprised how your scores don't differ that much. And it makes you a better player because you become more creative. You learn how to adapt. You learn how to hit different shots with the same club.
Bob Olink. Oh, go ahead.
Take the drivers, take the woods, get down to the driving range and use them down here.
That's right.
Leave them in the bag when you go to.
Leave them in the trunk. Yeah, bring a couple clubs.
We don't need the, we don't need the driver shots over the building in the street. So.
That's right.
A few nets around here. Yeah.
Yeah. No, the range is a beautiful facility, and practicing obviously is important. Whether you want to come in, you don't have to even come and play. You can use the range. You can use the putting green. You can use the chipping green. As Tom said, bobolinkgolf.com to make a tee time. And as you said, you can, come here bright and early like some are, or all the way.
Is this the high point of Orchard Park, by the way? It feels like it's a beautiful view around here.
It's a beautiful view. I don't think it's the high point, but it's certainly a beautiful view. It's a real gem between Orchard Park and East Aurora. And it's not far, 20 minutes. I drove from downtown Buffalo this morning, about a 15-minute drive. I think even if traffic's here, it's about 18. So you can get here quickly from anywhere in Western New York and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful setting on a great sunny day.
Well, Rick, we appreciate you being with us here. I know we're gonna bring Jimmy in here and swap you out, but thanks for your support of the Duster and all that you do for golf.
Brian, Jeff, thank you for being here. We miss Kevin, of course, but I'm sure we'll hear from Kevin a little bit later today.
The invitation.
I might see
summer.
Kevin around town.
Golf course.
As you know, Kevin is America's guest, so he likes to be at all the golf courses.
Yeah, make him dig for the your drinks and dinner.
He's got to pay?
Yeah.
Kevin, have we met him?
He probably knows your number. That's the problem.
I'm sure he knows my number by now.
I love Rick's title for Kevin. We have to change it. On our video stream here, it says PGA Tour Radio. We have to change it. America's Guest.
America's Guest.
I'm changing his title.
Poor Kevin. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Poor Kevin's not here to defend himself, but what a good man he is.
We'll give him a chance later in the show.
Thanks again, fellas, for being out here and enjoying our beautiful golf course, and we look forward to having you back again next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Same with us.
One of my earliest golf memories is coming here, too, and it's probably why I got hooked on the game.
Yeah, same with me. I remember coming here as
a and you said it, Jeff. It's fun. Yeah. And let's have everybody have fun playing golf.
Yeah, bring your kids out. Yeah.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, fellas.
All right. Rick Hamister from the board of directors here at Bobolink. We'll get Jimmy Dreffin here, the golf pro here, in just one moment. Father's Day is coming up. Tom, this is a good spot not only to take dad or have, if dad's you're listening, bring your kid. But a good spot if you're looking for that Father's Day gift, right? You can get him a gift card here.
We offer gift cards. We offer package deals. We've got a great opportunity to get your dad what he can use to enhance his game, but to play golf. You should see this place on Father's Day. There's so many families out here, fathers and their sons, fathers and their daughters. They're just having a great time. That weekend is one of our busiest weekends of the year. We staff for it, make sure it's accommodating for it, and it's just wonderful to see when you talk about the kids and how happy they are when they're playing golf with their dad. That's an experience that's just unbelievable, and it's wonderful to see here.
Yeah, and Father's Day is the best day of the year, by the way. It's a lot easier than Mother's Day. And all you got to do is get your dad a gift certificate for golf, and boom, he's happy.
That's right. Now, a lot of good work here, including working with kids and juniors. Jimmy Druff, the pro here. Jimmy, I know you do a lot of work with juniors here. Why don't you tell everybody some of the programs they offer? I know on Wednesdays you guys have a tournament every week, right?
Yeah, we have a tournament that starts not until July, after school ends, and we run that every Wednesday for 8 weeks. So the kids love it. And we have 9-hole groups and 18-hole groups, depending on your ability. And after you win at 9 holes, then I like to try to move you up to the 18-hole groups. A lot of the kids know they'd rather just stay with the 9 and keep winning at 9, but we try to move them up and stuff like that. Believe it or not, we've had some of the youngest kids are the best players. I've had some 8 and 9-year-olds that can beat the high school kids.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's interesting. And we get quite a draw. We get as many as 25, 30 kids.
We just posted it out on our website this past week. We must have had 10 reservations already coming into the July and August program already. It's amazing how fast they're reserving. We've never capped it for a maximum amount, but I'd love to be in that position to saying, hey, we've got too many people.
Yeah. As long as it's fun, popular. That's why I am. They keep
yeah, it's fun. Yep.
Is that something that they have to? They can sign up for a week by week thing, or okay, so it doesn't even have to be a commitment to all 8 weeks of the summer. Absolutely. Or anything.
It's
like
open ended.
Pick any week you want. You want to be in. You're going to be in town. Just lock it in now, and you're good to go. So it's on the website. Join us on here on Wednesday.
Actually, a lot of the parents actually prepay, so which may be for 2 or 3 weeks down the road, and then they get
a hot dog and a drink. And we give medals out and prizes.
Prizes.
So, I mean, it makes it a great experience for the kids. It's they could go home with a bobolink medal and something.
You're right. Medals, not prizes, medals.
Something they can show up, they put on their, on their dresser or things like that, wear it to school.
I remember doing that as a kid. Yeah, that was fun part of golf. Yep.
Yeah, bobolinkgolf.com is the website for that. And, Jimmy, I know you do work with other youths in the area. I'll ask you both here, just why is working with juniors so invaluable? This is a place that caters to it.
Over the past 5-6 years, we've done so much more with the programs, especially wrapped around juniors. We've got the First Tee Here program here now that comes in. We're part of their circuit. They love coming here because the kids enjoy this place. It's not as intimidating as the big courses. This is where they learn their basics here. Jim runs training programs for all the kids all the time. Jim, talk about those a little bit.
Well, I actually do a lot of kids, train a lot of kids, but I do also a lot of adult training as well. And what I do with the kids, I'm trying to get them, I mean, they get the bug. Once they get hooked, then it's just a matter of me working with them so that they can move ahead, play high school golf, play New York State amateur, low junior amateur and stuff like that. Just move them along, Buffalo District tournaments and stuff like that. Some of them, they want to go that route. They're that type of individual. Other kids just want to play for enjoyment, just play for fun and be with their friends, just something to do.
Which is fun too, which is absolutely fun.
No, there's no right or wrong about it. It's just a matter of, how that individual wants to go about it. But hundreds and hundreds of kids come through here.
That's great.
Yeah. We got the high school programs now. We work very closely with Orchard Park and East Aurora High Schools. They're bringing their girls and their guys out here, and with the full facility, with the practice greens, the chipping greens, and the driving range, they can train these kids and get them up and running the way they need to be. The Orchard Park girls won their league in the tournament this year, so they're really happy. The girls seem to get a little bit more intimidated if they go to the big country club, so they enjoy coming out here. Then they have a night tournament to finish up their year, and they all wear their fluorescent shirts and get Night Flyer golf balls and go out there and take pictures for the yearbook. So it's just a fun place to be.
And, let's face it, for here, bobolink, but even across Western New York, like if you can get juniors hooked, I mean, let's also, golf courses are businesses, and we'd love to have them be future customers down the road too when they're adults.
A lot of parents who come in here and say, my kids are making me come out here because they want to come out here and hit buckets of balls and things like that. We have about a half dozen guys that buy season passes now because their kids want to be here so much. So, you know, we offer that opportunity, and if the kids are bringing the parents, it makes us happy.
And what better place to have your kids?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Than a golf course.
Sometimes we act like a babysitting service. They drop the kids off, and we'll pick you up at four.
Well, don't promote that.
Yes, I know. You're right. Do not promote. So another thing which goes on here is that a lot of kids that are playing athletics and sports, once they're kind of done with baseball, football, whatever, then they want to take up golf.
Yeah.
So, and it depends. Sometimes kids, once they graduate high school, they're done. Do you know what I mean? And then the golf kicks in. Sometimes they'll play college sports, and then at that point, then all of a sudden golf becomes more. It's just something you can do your whole life, as opposed to how long you're going to play football, you know, or baseball or anything like that. You get to a certain point, and then that's kind of it.
Golf is definitely...
Yeah, look at me. I'm still playing.
...changed in terms of, like, of middle school age, high school age, in terms of maybe the perception of it. It used to be an old man sport to play. Oh, I'm not going to play until I'm older. Like,
you couldn't make any other team, so you'd make the golf team. Yeah, like, you could. Now everybody wants to play golf because of Tiger, because of everything that's happened. Yeah.
Well, you know what's happening is that the golf teams, like, let's say East Aurora, Orchard Park, they will carry you, even if you're in seventh grade, as like a trailer or something, so which is a good thing, because I have a lot of kids like that. So, well, I don't know if my son is going to make the team. Well, it doesn't matter, you know, as long as he can trail and get to play all these different golf courses, and, you know, eventually he'll work his way into maybe making the team where he plays matches. I mean, only six players play matches, but you can carry as many as 13, 15 players.
Yeah.
So, again, after school, okay, we're going to play golf. You're on the team.
You're talking to a golf coach
it's
here.
It's a great
high
point.
School golf
so
coach. Yes.
This will be my third year coaching at Sweet Home, and I totally agree with you, Jimmy, that I've got seventh and eighth grade parents that are like, I don't know if he's ready yet, or I don't know if he's ready, because for high school we have to play the white tees at a lot of courses, and he's like, I don't know if you're ready yet. I'm like, that doesn't matter. I said, you can come to every single practice. Also, too, some of the matches, depending upon the course, and kudos to places like Brighton and some of these other courses that let us. They'll let us bring an extra pair. Glen Oak does that too, where we have our starters for varsity, but then they also will let us bring an extra pair. So I kind of will rotate that around of, hey, today's the day you get to come and play in the match and kind of thing like that. So,
and I know from my experience, because I teach a lot of kids and we run a program at the dojo where, you know, try to make your high school team. Yeah, you might not be great in seventh grade, eighth grade. In one summer, a lot of kids can really turn their grade or their game around and get much better. And that's what's fun about it.
And as you said, Jimmy, too, like they get the bug, they get the drive of wanting to go. All
Absolutely.
Of a sudden, you see them the next summer, you're like, wow, you got a lot better.
And I work with them along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's get our kids into golf. That's what we're saying.
I agree. Yeah. Well, Jimmy, thank you so much
you're welcome.
Joining us, and hope your voice gets a little better.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And keep
nice
up all
being
the,
here.
Yeah, keep up all the good work with all with all the youngsters here across Western
New York. Thanks a lot.
All right. Jimmy Dreff, the pro here at Bobolink. And Tom, before we wrap things up with you here, just one more pitch to everybody to make it a great summer day to come on out here.
Well, it's not raining.
Yes.
It's been raining for an awful lot last couple of months, and boy, I'm telling you, it's a great afternoon to come on out right now. The guys are coming in, they're getting teeing right off. Tee times are not required. You could actually pay online or just come on here. It's the same prices, and just enjoy the afternoon. And I encourage you to bring your family members because it makes it a great afternoon of golf, and they remember it a lot more than you will. So bring the family out to Bobolinks and have a great time.
Bobolinkgolf.com to get that Father's Day gift card, to make that tee time, get information about what Jimmy and Tom and everybody here has going if you want to get your youngster involved this summer. Or just, you can even just stop by. If you're just driving by and you're like, you know what, I need a milkshake right now. Come on in, just you can get yourself a milkshake. Good stuff.
Yeah, we got to have one of those breakfast milkshakes.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
All
thanks
right.
for being here again.
For sure. Tom Sturm, general manager, Jimmy Dreff, the pro, Rick Hamister from the board of directors, all good stuff here from Bobolink. Okay, we're going to take a timeout here. When we come back, we will get a little preview of the Belmont. That's today. And we'll also get Jeff's insight on the Canadian Open. Kevin Sylvester going to join us, too. He's in Toronto at TPC Toronto, where they are for the PGA Tour this week. We'll get Champions Tour, LPGA. That's all coming up. But Ryan has an hour from Batavia Downs. Coming up next year, we're live at Bobolink. Hello to everybody on our video stream at T2G Buffalo. Ryan coming back with more. And then more from Bobolink, T to Green, here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We have created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, discounted bay hours, and two locations with one membership. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, and your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
For 100 years, Lancaster Country Club has been about great golf, good times, and a welcoming community. Our championship course is among the best in Western New York, meticulously maintained, challenging for all skill levels, and ready for your next round. But golf is just the beginning. Whether it's a wedding, anniversary, or corporate event, our newly renovated clubhouse and banquet spaces set the stage for unforgettable moments. Membership opportunities are available. Be part of history at Lancaster Country Club. Visit lccny.com to learn more and schedule a tour today.
Hey, young golfers and parents in Western New York, are you ready to compete, improve your game, and have a blast on the course? The Western New York PGA Junior Tour is your gateway to elite junior golf in the region. Why join the Western New York PGA Junior Tour? Compete in professionally run tournaments at top courses, improve your skills with PGA professional guidance, connect with other junior golfers in a fun, competitive environment, develop values like integrity, perseverance, and sportsmanship. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your game to the next level, our tour offers divisions for all skill levels and ages. This is your chance to shine. Spots are filling fast. Don't miss out. Register today at WNYPGA.com and get ready to tee it up with the best juniors in Western New York. The road to greatness starts here. Sign up now.
Scroy Lawley is proud to support TD Green and the Western New York golf community. For over 50 years, we've been trusted to help families achieve financial independence. Visit scroylawley.com or call 716-674-6700 to learn more. Securities offered through Cattery Grant & Company, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Scroy Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Scroy Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, Scroy Lawley Group, LLC, and Cattery Grant & Company, Inc. are separate entities.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
.735, we welcome you back here. TD Green live at Bobolink. Thanks to our guests last segment, the general manager Tom Sturm, Jimmy Dreff the pro, and Rick Hamister from the board of directors, bobolinkgolf.com. And we're excited to be here. Beautiful backdrop. If you're watching on our live stream, we're on X, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube at T2G Buffalo. And a beautiful backdrop of the 18th hole. All right, let's go now, as it is a Triple Crown weekend.
Last one, right?
Yes, to our man from Batavia Downs, the VP of Business Development, Ryan Hasenauer. Hi, Ryan. Good morning.
Guys, Bobolinks, nice little drive for me in Hamburg. My son, Theo, and I out there getting the driving range all the time at Bobolinks over there.
Very, very cool. That's awesome that you're enjoying it. I know your son has taken a liking to golf, so that's pretty cool. And that'll get you to play some more, too, which obviously is a win-win then.
Absolutely. I was actually out for the first time this past week at the Batavia Downs Golf Tournament on Wednesday out at Terry Hills, and we had a great time. And well, it was like 85 degrees, but that wind saved us. It kept us kind of cool and dropped a couple of nice long birdie putts, and we had an honest minus three. So, good times for everybody there.
So, you didn't win?
No, we didn't win.
Can't win as the host. Can't win as the host. Yeah.
No, but Ryan, that's right. Ryan knows his role here. He doesn't want. They could have went out and shot 20 under, but he's the host. He's got to let everybody else partake in the winnings. That's right. Speaking of winnings, Ryan, today people are hoping to win. It's the Belmont. We appreciate, by the way, Batavia Downs being a key part of our fantasy league. We're going to announce the winners here in a moment. But what's the major storyline for today's Belmont race?
Well, you know, the thunderstorms are coming through Saratoga this morning, as you guys know. Belmont Stakes is at Saratoga due to the construction at Belmont Park. Just in the couple of days, they're not going to be done until September of 2026. So the Belmont might be at Saratoga again next year. They weren't planning on it being 3 years. I think they're planning two, but you never know. So we'll see what happens with that. But thunderstorms coming through in the early part of the day. They're supposed to be all done by 1 o'clock. Plenty of time to get the track. You know, there's going to be a race starting at like 10:45 in the morning. But plenty of time by the time the Belmont actually takes place at 7 o'clock. Of course, it'll be nice and groomed, and there shouldn't be any sloppy or muddy situations out. So hopefully we'll have a nice, regular 7 o'clock fine track for the folks who are racing. And you got the Preakness winner, you got the Derby winners back, the Derby third place finisher is back as well, taking a layoff on the Preakness. So it's really going to be, I think, a really, really good race today.
Ryan Hasenauer with us, the VP of Business Development from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Batavia Downs, a big part of our TD Green Fantasy League, so let's announce our winners here. Brett Hazley was our winner of our first place prize for our first month of our Fantasy League. He wins a stay-and-play VIP package at Batavia Downs Gaming, which includes a free night in their beautiful hotel, a dinner at one of their casino restaurants, and free play money for the casino. Scott Rados finished in second. He wins golf for him and a guest at Glen Oak in Amherst. And, of course, we'll have our big prize at the end of the year with a big Golf Dojo gift card. So thanks to Golf Dojo. Thanks to Glen Oak. And, of course, Batavia Downs. Ryan, Brent, and his family going to get a stay-and-play VIP package. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, so anytime you want to stay and play, whether it's through TD Green here or if you happen to win at some charity event across Western New York, you're going to get yourself a free hotel stay in the Batavia Downs Hotel, valid Sunday through Thursday. You'll get $50 in free play, $50 in free food. You can check out, of course, 34 Rush, which is kind of a sports bar there, or, of course, the Italian Steakhouse, two great restaurants that are downstairs. Use that gaming for money for any one of our 930-something games. And you spend the night in the hotel, get a nice view of the track, You know, you start racing halfway through July, so maybe you wait and use it on a Wednesday night if it's available. And then, of course, free hot breakfast for you in the morning at Batavia Downs anytime you spend the night in our hotel.
Very cool. All right. What's going on at Batavia Downs today? We have the Bourbon Fest today, right?
Yes, the 7th annual. You don't do something 7 times unless it's really working. So
that's right.
We're excited to have our 7th year of our Bourbon and Whiskey Fest. Going to kick off around 4:30, and people are going to be able to sample various whiskeys and bourbons throughout the room. We've got some small little, you know, food to kind of nosh on. We've got some meatballs, some pretzel bites, some chips, you know, dip and great stuff like that. And you can just watch all the lead-up races before the Belmont Stakes inside of our beautiful Park Place room. We've got a DJ this year. He's going to be spinning some tunes while you sample that bourbon and whiskey. And, of course, everybody's major on the Belmont Stakes and all the races leading up to it. I'm thinking, guys, you know, the 2 and the 7, Sovereignty, you know, the horse that, of course, won the Kentucky Derby in journalism, who came second there but then won the Preakness. You know, Brian, a lot of times I talk about how do you make money in horse racing, and there's two ways. Either you figure out who's going to win and you key that horse and try to bet the horses underneath to hit your trifectas and your superfectas, or you try to throw out the favorites and say, I'm going to bet on these long shots and maybe win the whole race, forgetting the favorites, and then hopefully just get a nice big long shot on top. I don't think it's that kind of day today. I think it's the kind of day where you say, all right, who's winning this race? Is it Sovereignty? Is it journalism? Is the other one going to come second? And then maybe who's coming third and fourth? Who can I bet to round out my superfectors and trifectors and try to hit it big?
All right. Beautiful. BataviaBets.com. You can make your wager there. You can come visit us at Batavia Downs or any Western OTB location. Ryan, I'll see you at 2 o'clock. I'll be live with you from 2 to 5 on WGR. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Can't wait, Brian. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan.
You could analogize that to Scottie Scheffler. You could bet on Scottie Scheffler and then pick right. Who's going to finish second, third, and fourth the way he's been playing.
Yeah. If you, what he has had another, you know, obviously amazing season, but he's virtually finished top 10 almost every time he's played. I think 9 of his 12 starts, he has finished in the top 10.
Yeah, he's been as dominant as we've seen anybody in a long time. And,
yeah.
But it's kind of fun. You know, it's fun because you're watching for Scotty. You know, there's everybody else. You love the tour because everybody plays. But
okay,
yeah.
So if the season ends right now, mm-hmm. Who's player of the year? McIlroy with 3 wins, Pebble Beach, Players Championship, Masters to complete the Grand Slam. Or Scheffler, who's also won 3 times, including a major himself, with the PGA Championship.
I would put Scotty right now just because his consistency week to week. Like you see Rory's, what he did this week, and he's had some bad weeks. And so Scotty's been consistently, consistently good.
Neither has missed a cut up until yesterday when Scheffler was perfect, McIlroy was perfect. That was McIlroy's first missed cut.
But those 3 wins being whatever, I think Scotty's played better other than that, and I think he's played more, so I would put Scotty right now. Although, you know, after next week at the Open, or
right, that could change
that
again.
That would change again. But you're saying as of today, my pick would be Scotty right now. Maybe it's recency bias.
It's almost almost felt like it's been like 2 seasons.
Yes,
like the first half of the golf season from January through the Masters, Rory was the best player by far. Post-Masters, it's been Scheffler by far.
Right, and Scotty was coming back from the injury. It took him a little bit. It's funny how a kitchen injury will ruin your golf career almost. But coming back, and yeah, I agree. It's been a tale of 2 seasons, but isn't that the way golf works?
Yeah.
Peaks and valleys, and that's we still got a lot more golf to play this summer.
Yeah, looking forward to it. All right, speaking of golf and McIlroy missing the cut, we're going to ask Kevin about that. We'll step aside here on Tee to Green. We're live at Bob Olink again, BobOlinkGolf.com. To get information, you want to get a Father's Day gift card, great spot. You want to get your juniors signed up for their Wednesday tournaments, feel free to do so or come out and play, BobOlinkGolf.com. Okay, when we come back, Kevin Sylvester, he's live at the Canadian Open at TPC Toronto. He'll join us live here on Tee to Green as we're in Orchard Park. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Thanks for being with us along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Evan DePasquale producing back in our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colziel, Jeff Blank producing here as we are live on our stream at T2G Buffalo. We're on X, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube. Hope you can watch us there. Here, our beautiful backdrop behind the 18th hole at Bob Olink. More Tee to Green coming up right after this.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Looking for a unique spot for your next meal? The Pendleton Creek Pub in North Tonawanda is an inviting, relaxed bar and pub. It's the perfect spot for you, your friends, and your family. The Pendleton Creek Pub is open to the public. It has the best pub cuisine, plus weekly dinner specials, live music, and weekend breakfast that'll have you craving more. Have a celebration you're ready to plan? The Pendleton Creek Pub patio and cabin offer one-of-a-kind settings that make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. Don't wait, as they have just a few prime summer weeks left. Current golf membership is full for 2025, but if you're interested in joining them in the future, give them a call to be placed on their waiting list. Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Pub. Come in and check it out in person at 4385 Tonawanda Creek Road, or visit them online at pendletoncreek.com.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a train. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 66th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club, and it will once again be a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held on July 16th through the 19th. Spectators are welcome, and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Welcome West New York golfers from Glen Oak Golf Club to another season with our great friends from Tee to Green. Here at Glen Oak, we're excited to get you started on your newest golf goals, whether they are testing the latest club technology with our TrackMan launch monitor, tuning yourself up with instruction and coaching from our PGA golf professionals, or just having a memorable experience with your friends and family. Please come and test yourself on our challenging Robert Trent Jones Sr. Signature Layout, West New York's most played golf course. Go to glenoak.com to book now, and let's make some birdies and memories together.
Looking for the perfect place to call your golf home this season? Tri-County Country Club is ready to become your golf home in 2025. Located just into Chautauqua County, Tri-County Country Club is just a 40-minute drive from Buffalo and has membership options and affordable rates that will fit your needs. No initiation, no wait list, pristine golf conditions on a course known for its rolling fairways, undulating greens, and beautiful natural scenery. Check out their membership information at tricountycountryclub.com. Also, there's more reason than ever to join today, as a brand new clubhouse is almost complete and will be a great place for your post-round meal and fun. So head to tricountycountryclub.com or contact GM and PGA Pro Dan Redding and see why Tri-County Country Club is ready for you to be a new member today.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Yeah, of course it concerns me. You know, you don't want to shoot high scores like the one I did today. You know, still, I felt like I came here, obviously, with a new driver, thinking that that sort of was going to be good and solve some of the problems off the tee, but it didn't. So, you know, and obviously going to Oakmont next week, what you need to do more than anything else there is hit fairways. So, yeah, still sort of searching for the sort of missing piece off the tee. And obviously for me, when I get that part of the game clicking, then everything falls into place for me. But right now that isn't. And yeah, that's a concern going into next week.
That is Rory McIlroy, who will not be playing the weekend at the RBC Canadian Open, as we welcome you back to Bobolink, and it is time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. The RBC Canadian Open at TPC Toronto. Cameron Champ's your leader. He's got a two-shot lead over Andrew Putnam. Champ is 12 under par, Putnam at minus 10, and a large group, including Canadian Nick Taylor and Richard Lee, two Canadians there, in striking distance at minus 9. We'll have more on this with Kevin in a moment.
And your Champions Tour report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, your hometown premium golf apparel company. Find us in your local pro shop or online at donaldross.com. And this week's event is the American Family Insurance Championship. It's a unique event. It's a four ball, or best ball, people call it. It's actually a partner's better ball, but it's being led currently by Thomas Bjorn and Darren Clark, who are at 12 under par.
Our LPGA report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, the ShopRite LPGA Classic this week in New Jersey, as they come off the U.S. Women's Open last weekend. Ilhi Lee's your leader. She is at minus 9 and already one under as they play round 2 today. All right, let's bring Kevin Sylvester in, part of our Tee to Green team and, of course, part of PGA Tour Radio's coverage this week up in Toronto. Kevin, you heard the soundbite there from McIlroy. Let's start with him. He obviously was the headliner for this event, a two-time recent champ of this event, but sprayed it all over the place here this week. Oh, do we have Kevin?
Did we lose him?
Wait, let me see if I can get him on. Hold on.
Radio, live radio, everybody.
There we go. Okay, Kevin, start your answer again. We had a technical.
Okay.
Now you're in. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, no, which you can't hit it all over the place, you know, out here at TPC Toronto, because the rough is very thick. And you know, there's two, you know, your regular rough, and then you might call it graduated, but it has a PhD, some of the rough. It's so tall. For example, number 11 on the left side of the par 3 on this hill, it's almost knee-deep. I watched Ludvig Åberg make a quad on the par 3 because he hit it up there and took four shots to get it onto the putting surface. You know, off of that hill. You know, it wasn't just a driver for McIlroy, too. You know, on a number, he had a case of the lefts all day yesterday. He made a snowman on 5 because he hit a second shot left and out of bounds, had hit a provisional that he also hit left on the 10th hole, starting his inward 9. He hit a fairway metal way left up on the hill in that high grass and behind a small pine where he just had no play but to pitch it back down the fairway. So his entire game was off.
He seems almost mentally defeated. Maybe I'm hyperbolic here, but he, in his interview, and he doesn't seem like his head's in the right space. Did you notice anything like that, or is it just he's just struggling, he doesn't seem like he's right? Whoops.
And he took some time off. I'm of the opinion, a lot of people are of the opinion, like, all right, finally got the career grand slam. Look out, he's unencumbered now, and I'm the opposite of that. I think some edge is lost because of it. I think, you know, you accomplish something that you've worked your entire life for and the huge relief from it, and there's just a little edge is gone. I think he'll get the edge back. I mean, he's one of the greatest players of all time, and he might even find that edge back coming next week at Oakmont. I mean, listen, you and that clip he talked about getting his driver right. He'll get it right. I'm not concerned about that whatsoever. He's going to get it right.
Kevin Sylvester is live at TPC Toronto. Kevin, we know the Canadian Open usually kind of stays in the Toronto area. We've seen it quite a bit at Glen Abbey. We know Royal Oakdale is going to host it again next year. It was there 2 years ago. We've seen it in Hamilton Golf and Country Club quite a bit. But this is a new spot, TPC Toronto. For those that might be driving from Western New York up there this weekend or watching the television coverage or listening to you on PGA Tour Radio, what do you like about this golf course?
Well, I mean, by the way, it's here next year, too. Oakdale is out. This is going to host it twice. It's an interesting property. It is way out there. I mean, it's like going to Peak and Peak from Buffalo for the folks that live in the center of Toronto. If someone's driving up here this weekend, give yourself plenty of time, particularly when it comes to the parking situation. But our engineer, Jaime Colon, he and I were driving up yesterday, and we got caught in that. And he made a fast maneuver and said, you know what, there's got to be some other back road, which we did locate. Not going to reveal it here on the radio because I don't need that jammed up. But there were some camera operators that were caught in an hour and a half line just to get through that to get to our TV compound area. The front and back, there's an access road that dissects this golf course. It is a lot of very hilly, so the vistas to see the golf are great. You have to be, the fairways are narrow, and it's a walk. I'll tell you that. My legs are feeling the pain this morning. It is a walk, this property. So if you're coming out here, make sure you got comfortable shoes and you are prepared to walk the property, but it's cool. And the Canadian fans love their golf, and there's always energy around there. And they're going to be pulling hard for Nick Taylor and Richard Lee today to move up that leaderboard, along with Pendrith and Mackenzie Hughes.
Is the rough long because they're using, a lot of people using this as a preview for the Open, or is that how this facility plays?
I think that's how they just set the golf course up to protect it. You know, it looks long, but without a wind, you know, which we saw on Thursday afternoon, no wind. Guys tore it up. I mean, the best players in the world are, if there is no wind, they will just attack a golf course. And, you know, Del Solar, you know, almost, he was flirting with a 59 out there. Thorbjørn Olesen had a fantastic round of 8-under. So there are players that can attack if there's no wind. Now, there was some wind yesterday, and that proved to be more difficult. And they've had so much rain up here. I mean, it's been like our spring, right? Not great. Yeah. So, you know, so much rain and just only so much a staff can do. But I'll tell you this, this will be a great golf trip to come up from Buffalo. They have three golf courses on property. They're building cabins on property. It's going to be a nice option for a 3-day, 4-day golf trip.
Very cool. Kevin, let's just finish here. Quick 30-second thought on Cameron Champ and Andrew Putnam. They're at the top. I know you followed Champ on Thursday, right? So you got a little insight.
I followed him both days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about them both days, and I finished up Andrew Putnam's round yesterday, too. And, you know, Putnam's a great putter. I mean, he's got to be with his name like that. But Cameron Champ, talked to him a lot, and I think he's become he was just a banger, if you will, right? Just sent the ball as far as he could. And he won three times doing that. He's had some injuries. I think he struggled a bit finding his game. He's become a golfer. He's hitting golf shots now and accepting golf shots. He's bogey-free right now. And this guy knows how to win. He's won three times on tour. He's only played five times this year, but look out for Cameron Champ this week. I like him.
All right. Kev, good insight. I hope we get to see some Buffalonians and Western New Yorkers up there at TPC Toronto. We are, again, Kevin saying if you're going, go early and be ready for some parking fun. So yeah.
Anytime you drive to Toronto, you have to budget extra time. That's for sure.
Do I even have to say Scottie Scheffler next week?
Yeah, your U.S. Open pick is Scottie Scheffler. Okay, we got it.
But my alternate pick is Schauffele.
Oh. Okay.
All right. I like it. I like it.
Who do you like, Jeff?
I got to go with
Scheffler.
Scheffler, yeah. I mean, hard to pick against him right now. I don't want to. I want to pick somebody way more fun, but I think he's winning.
Is DeChambeau a good pick, Jeff?
I don't know. His irons
just have not been good in these majors.
It's always blaming the equipment, too. I don't know. I don't think he's a good pick because of the rough here. That's my thought.
Yeah. No, it's going to be penalizing for sure. You need to be accurate. That's
the hardest place I've ever played, by the way.
Oklahoma?
It's so hard.
Yeah. It's hard. All right, Kevin, we'll be listening for you here on PGA Tour Radio. Thanks so much.
All right, boys.
All right.
See you.
Talk to you later. See you, Kev. All right, Kevin Sylvester with us here live from TPC Toronto. All right, so if you are going to Toronto today, enjoy the golf. Go say hi to Kevin.
Yep.
But leave way early.
Hit him with the
You should leave already. You should have been gone already.
Hit him with
the If you're in the car right now listening on your way, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Have fun today.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, though. It's fun to watch the best players in the world up close and personal like that at a cool facility. Yeah. And next week, man, if you can get tickets, try to get down to that get to the U.S. Open. It's not that far ride either.
Yeah, you can get there for sure. It is
three and a half hours
to get there. You know, from Buffalo, so not too bad. Yeah, I mean McIlroy and Scheffler. Scheffler is the top favorite for next week, and you know McIlroy's there too. I mean, you know who else here? I mean. Oberg's playing decent this week.
Hey, but you know, what about Rory? We're talking about Rory because he had a bad week. But you know, sometimes people just turn it on for the majors, or he just starts finding fairways and gets his confidence.
Here's all right. Kevin gave his alternate with Shoffley. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw Rahm as my alternate.
Oh, because he played well.
He played well in the last one. It was the best mindset I feel like I've seen from him yet about, hey, I enjoyed being back in this so much. So I don't know if he's playing well. I feel like I'd like to give him a shot. Picking against Scheffler, though, seems silly at this point.
And part of me also wants to pick someone who maybe just hits it short and straight. You're right. Yeah, and just grinds his way around instead of the bombers out there. But it's a long, hardcore. I don't know. Length is always an advantage.
Yep. Previous winners, Basher, Dustin Johnson.
Yes.
Basher, Angel Cabrera when it was there in 2007 and Dustin Johnson when he was there last time. So,
yeah
it's going to play hard. So we're looking forward. Next week, we'll be at Pendleton Creek 2 hours. Because it's U.S. Open week, and it's Father's Day weekend. So we're looking forward to that.
That's the best weekend of the year, isn't it?
I agree, for sure. Hey, thanks to everybody here at Bobolink. Tom Sturm, the GM, Rick Hamister from the Board of Directors, Jimmy Jeff, the pro. Bobolinkgolf.com is the website. But a beautiful backdrop here for those of you that have been watching on the stream on X or on Instagram or on YouTube. You can see it. It's gorgeous. The sun is out. We're here in front of the 18th green here with the pond behind us. So if you are listening on WGR, check out our stream later. It'll be on our social media handles. Jeff, thanks so much.
Yeah, it's fun. It's always fun to be here.
Early happy Father's Day week to you.
Oh, same to you.
We're calling it a week.
That's right. I like it. Extend it out.
That's right. All right. Bobolink.com is the website. Thanks for everybody for listening. Thanks to Evan back in our Amherst studios and Ryan Hasenauer and Kevin Sylvester for joining us as well. I'm Brian Colziel. Again, we'll be 2 hours next week, 7 to 9 from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. And for everybody here at Bobolink, we appreciate you listening here to Tee to Green every Saturday morning right here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home club, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience that you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences, all while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. There are so many ways to enjoy being a member with their incredible indoor-outdoor patio and their addition of their new simulators. For more information or a tour, call Roland at 716-433-5969, extension 103. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Are you interested in really improving your game? Or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Not all video is created equal. Sure, your phone can shoot video, but does it capture your brand's story with the quality and impact it deserves? For 20 years, David Collins Productions has helped hundreds of Western New York companies stand out with high-caliber video content that drives results. From manufacturing to medical, retail to real estate, we know what works. It's time to take your video marketing up a notch. Let's make something powerful together. David Collins Productions. Video that means business. Visit us at davidcollinsproductions.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.